He gained worldwide recognition when he finished 7th on American Idol in 2013. However, his passion has always been to proclaim the truth of Jesus Christ to the world. And today he does that through his music being played across the globe. This morning we are speaking to award-winning Christian artist all the way from Tennessee, Carlton Dixon. Welcome to Radio Tigerberg.
What's up, guys? How are y'all doing?
It's so nice to speak to you. I mean, it's 10 years later. Sometimes I think you still think, wow, can this be? Because now we're speaking to you all the way from South Africa. Do you sometimes take a step back and say, wow, I didn't think that God would do this with my career?
Absolutely. Often I'll find myself about to take the stage, or I'll find myself in a room that I feel like I don't belong. God just reminds me that his plans are way bigger and greater than mine. And I'm so glad that I trusted him with that even way back when. American Idol was not one of those things that I had on my to-do list growing up. So I'm so glad that he was the one that opened that door, and so honored to be talking to you guys today.
Carlton, when I listen to your music, themes like identity and faith always comes up. How has your personal experience influenced your music?
Oh, wow. Identity is something that I have wrestled with, for a lot of my young adult life. I'm one of those guys, I'm a creative and I really like to dive in on that side and take ownership of that as well. And I often confuse who I am in that as well. But the more and more I've fallen deeper in love with Jesus, I'm just reminded all the time that my identity is not in anything that I can do or not do. My identity is rooted in who I am as a child of God. And so just knowing that has reshaped how I approach life and kiddos and marriage and career. Just getting those priorities in order is really important. And it's also really easy to confuse that priority list, you know, God, ministry, family. It could be really tricky, but I think he's helped me a lot over the years to get those right.
But has it been a God moment for you lately where you've really experienced God's presence and like a miracle kind of thing that you can share with our listeners? Because always nice, because I know you travel around, you perform in the front of you know, numerous crowds. But sometimes for you to stay on the right course, you need to have that connection with God.
Yes, I completely agree. I think God at least talks to me in a lot of different ways. There's his word, there's Holy Spirit. It's hard not to look outside and look at nature and not see God in that as well. But I also think he likes to use people and people's stories, call them testimonies. So we were out on tour, and there was this kid. He was probably, I don't know, 22, 23 years old. Maybe he was a little bit older. And he waited at the very end of the line. Typically, that's like here we go. He's got a story. Or they've got a story, you know. But he came up. He's like, hey, I'm so-and-so. I grew up on your music. A Messenger was the first album that I ever bought with my own money. He said, but since then, I kind of fell away from God. Hit the party scene, hit drugs, just was really not on the path that I was supposed to be on. Still, I haven't figured it out still today, but I knew I needed to start getting back into church and into the Word. I just didn't know how to start. And a friend of mine suggested worship music. Well, the only music that I could think of that I would even consider worship music was your first record called A Messenger. So I started listening to that over this last week, but had a rough week at work and whatever, and kind of wanted to zone out, find a show, music that I could just zone out and, you know, do my thing. And so I looked in my area to see who was playing tonight, and you were the first name that popped up on Google. And so he's like, I don't know where I stand on coincidences. He's like, but I don't know that I could count that as a coincidence. And it's stories like that to me, that's just kind of little affirmations of like, I'm doing what I need to be doing, you know? And even if it was just like a little seed that was planted into that young man, that God's like, God loves him, he's looking out for him, and he orchestrated that moment for him. That's why I do what I do. It blows my mind that things like that happen. That's a miracle to me. That instead of going out and getting drunk or getting high or whatever he was going to do that night, he showed up at this church, and I was able to talk with him, pray over him, and it's just a really cool, special moment, even for me. So that was something recently that just kind of blew my socks off. Was like, wow, God, that's so cool.
Amazing.
And to expand on that, because I was going to ask you, how do you see your role in encouraging the next generation? I mean, obviously, you're touring with a lot of bands in the Christian industry.
Yeah, man, I've been really blessed to share the stage with some of my musical heroes, really. Switchfoot and Toby Mac and Skillet, and I mean, there's so many. The first tour that I did actually was with Third Day, right off of American Idol, which I still joke with Mac Powell to this day. Third Day's my dad's favorite band. I don't think it blessed them very much when I told them that. But man, God's been really cool with that. But what's so funny is I've been doing this for 13 years now, and there's still moments where I have to remind myself that I'm not the new kid anymore.
Right.
You know, there are so many new young artists who are coming onto the scene who are absolutely incredible, by the way. Christian music's in really good hands.
Let's speak about your single, Build a Boat. I love it. It sounds like
Yeah.
Noah. Go and build
Thank
a
you.
boat. We love the new single. But what's the story behind it? Because I know it's based on a lot of miracles and real life stories. Is that it?
Yeah. So I'll try and keep it short. Like I said, I grew up in church, grew up with Bible stories. Growing up, one of my favorites was Noah's Ark, as I'm sure a lot of others is as well. Probably had something to do with the pictures. It's a very visual story. But as an adult, the full story of Build a Boat is the song actually originated in Sweden. There's a pop song. And what happens sometimes in like songwriting communities is there'll be certain people who just write songs and they pitch them to artists, or they kind of shop them around to find a good fit. And that's kind of what happened with Build a Boat in the beginning. Heard the title and heard the music, and I'm like, wow, this is really something special. I'm like, I don't know if I would necessarily sing about the topic in that way. It was the love song, kind of getting away from the world and all the craziness and sailing away with your loved one. Beautiful, but I don't know if it really resonated with me. So we went in the studio and we tried rewriting it one time. It didn't really work out, but I felt an anointing on this song. So I'm like, God, what do I do with this? Like, it's not where it needs to be. I know that, but we tried. And I just really felt strong. I'm like, we need to go in and tackle this one more time. So we went back in the studio. I'm like, all right, before we write anything, let's open God's word to the Noah story and get reacquainted with this story. Because I hadn't read that story. It had been a while, you know? And what stood out to me most as an adult was not the rainbow, was not the flood, was not the rain, was not the animals, was not the boat. It was Noah's obedience and Noah's faith. And I'm like, okay, wow. I don't know that I would have had the same response had God asked me to do what he asked Noah to do. And what I love about how the Bible even describes it, it just says that Noah did everything exactly the way God asked him to, like, period. That was it. There was no back and forth. There was no arguing. There was no. And I'm like, wow. I'm like, God, when you ask me to do something, I want it to be yes and amen. Like, period. You know, I don't want the back and forth that I so often give you. Just being transparent or whatever. So it was really that song. And I thought back on times in my life where I even had wrestled with God, or like I remember getting dropped by my record label at the end of 2018 and thinking, wow, that's it. Like, just no faith at all, you know. And then my wife coming alongside of me, and she's like, He's like, well, what if this isn't a setback, but what if this is God setting you up for what's next? Like, he gives and takes away, right? But he's like, I believe that whatever's next is going to be even better than what you had, because that's God's character. He's trying to get the best thing to you. And it just completely radicalized, my stance on the matter. Thank you for, solid Christian wives. I thought of that moment. There have been several moments in my life where I've had to really apply faith. So that's the approach that we took to build a boat. And what's been so cool is to hear so many testimonies, so many people who are either in the desert place currently, and they haven't seen the miracle yet, but they're believing, or they've come out on the other side and they're like, man, that song was kind of like our anthem. That song was the wind in our sails as we were navigating whatever it was. So I'm really thankful for that song. I'm grateful that I got to be a part of that song.
Boat. Build the boat. Well, we can't wait to play it here in South Africa now. We're about to let you
Let's
go. I mean,
go.
this was an awesome conversation. Feels like we can just talk and talk and talk and talk, but we have to let you go. Just before we let you go, would you come to South Africa? If we can get you here, would you come? Okay.
I have never been. I would love to go. Put in a good word for me.
Before we let you go, any last words of encouragement to our South African listeners?
Yeah, man, what I love about God is he does something unique and special. Wherever I set my feet, it's something different. I travel a lot within the United States, but I know he's doing something unique and special in South Africa as well. I would say, gosh, Teddy Roosevelt, actually, to quote the president of mine, he said, comparison is one of the number one thieves of joy. So I would say, be careful comparing yourself to those next to you. Run the race that God has set out before you. It's really easy to look on the other side of the fence and think the grass is greener, but I believe the grass is greenest where you water it. So water your grass. Pull those weeds. Make sure that you're setting yourself up to win in the natural, and then believe God for the supernatural. And I think you'll be amazed at what He does. So, yeah.
Amazing.
Hope to see you guys soon.
Much for the chat. We really enjoyed it.
Thanks, Galton.
Yes, thank you so much. Thanks for your time this morning.